T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
87 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward here at 6:30 on a Friday morning at 76 degrees. As President Trump aims to keep America great, Democrats are working on new strategies to keep him from winning a second term. Fox's Kristen Fisher has some numbers on what voters think.
According to a new Fox News poll out, 60% of the Democratic primary voters polled say restoring politics to normalcy is more important in deciding who to vote for than a candidate who will change how Washington works. And increasingly on the campaign trail, the pitch from the 2020 Democratic contenders is, with me in the White House, you can relax. But the 2020 horse race is never dull. The first major shakeup to the leaderboard. According to the new Fox News poll, Joe Biden is still in the lead, but Elizabeth Warren has leapfrogged over Bernie Sanders. She's up 8 points from July, while he's down 5. Kamala Harris is in fourth place with 8%. Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, and Andrew Yang are tied at 3%.
The same Fox poll finds all other Democrats ranking at 1% or less among party primary voters.
The final vote tally is in for the Sedgwick County primary from last week.
The election board counted hundreds of mail-in ballots, as well as 164 provisional ballots. When the count was concluded, the Wichita mayor's race remained unchanged. The November voters will choose between incumbent mayor Jeff Longwell and former state representative Brandon Whipple. The election will take place November 5th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man has been found guilty of voluntary manslaughter in the death of a woman who was his son's mother. Bradley Aw had been charged with second-degree murder in the May 2018 death of 36-year-old Sierra Craft McGee in Wellington. A Sumner County jury found Aw guilty of the lesser charge.
A man from El Dorado charged with 2 counts of committing crimes against minors while registered as a sex offender. Daniel Merida is also charged with producing and possessing child porn and sending obscene material to a minor. The alleged crimes taking place in Butler County. Merida faces up to 50 years in federal prison if convicted.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell says the water rebate program still has about $49,000 in funds available to residents to help conserve water.
You can purchase appliances like low-flow toilets. You can purchase appliances like washing machines that use less water. We have a variety of ways that you can save. You can put sensors on your water system.
For more information on the water rebate program, go to the website SaveWichitaWater.com.
President Trump is reportedly considering a new real estate venture.
The president has reportedly been toying with the idea of buying Greenland. The Wall Street Journal reports President Trump asked his advisors whether the U.S. can acquire the autonomous ice-covered Danish territory. But the newspaper cites a source who says the president meant it as a joke. Still, it wouldn't be the first time an American leader tried to buy the world's largest island. In 1946, the U.S. offered to buy Greenland from Denmark for $100 million, but the Danish government refused to sell. President Trump is set to visit Denmark next month, although Washington insiders say the trip is just a coincidence. In Washington, Richard Jordan, Fox News.
Scary moments in Jacksonville, Florida, where authorities say a teenager pointed a gun at a school bus over a $20 debt.
A 15-year-old boy is under arrest and is facing charges as an adult. The sheriff's office says the teen approached the Duval County school bus at an elementary school bus stop. He pointed the gun at the bus while walking around it, and one of the passengers yelled out the window that he would meet the armed teen later to pay off the debt. Fortunately, he didn't have to. The 15-year-old suspect was arrested a short time later. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's a warm start to the day in Wichita, and we will heat up again this afternoon. Sunny and 97 for the high later on today. Thunderstorm chances increase after midnight, our low 73, and a few morning storms on Saturday, then breezy and 94, 97 Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 8 miles per hour, 76 degrees here with Steve and Ted at 6:33 on a Friday morning, August 16th. Yes, just a few minutes ago we told you about the death of Elvis Presley in 1977. It was on this date in 1948 that baseball legend Babe Ruth died in New York at age 53. It would be difficult to say, for me anyway, which one of those two characters had a bigger influence on the time they were living in this country.
Two of the most major icons of the 20th century.
And Babe Ruth was really the first public figure in this country who had people who he hired a manager and began to hype him and exploit him and help him make money outside of his chosen profession of baseball. Interesting. I read a good biography on Babe Ruth a while back, and is an interesting man. He is, you know, from Baltimore, and although he was not an orphan, his dad did put him in one of those reform schools. But he was an interesting character. So was Elvis, of course. All right, police say a raccoon trapped in a vending machine at a Florida high school is now free. Volusia County Sheriff's Office says a deputy stationed at Pine Ridge High School was notified of the trapped raccoon and called animal control for assistance. A vending machine operator was also contacted to unlock the door. They rolled the vending machine to an open area of the school, and after about 2 hours, the raccoon was set free. A photo on the sheriff's Facebook page shows the raccoon making itself comfortable in between the snacks inside this vending machine. Well, there's an opening there. Some raccoons are not very big, and they can slither in some tight places. There you go. A raccoon in the vending machine. I imagine that got everybody's attention at the high school there. 9-year-old girl is suing a centuries-old German boys' choir, arguing she was illegally rejected due to her gender. The girl, whose identity has not been revealed to protect her privacy, has been trying to join the state and cathedral choir, which was founded in 1465 and has never admitted any girls. The Berlin Administrative Court says the girl auditioned in March and was rejected. Her family is suing, arguing the rejection is discriminatory and violates her equal right to opportunities from an institution receiving state funds. Okay, they get state money, so it does have an interesting angle to it. The court says the choir contends the girl's rejection was not predominantly about her gender, and she would have been asked to join if she had displayed extraordinary talent and motivation. So apparently what the choir is saying is, hey, she wasn't good enough. And that had nothing to do with her gender. She just wasn't good enough. And the court's saying, well, wait a minute. If you're taking state money, maybe you shouldn't be just boys. But it is called the German Boys Choir. It has been that German Boys Choir for about 5-6 centuries. Wow. All right. New day all the way around. Ted, we had a story from the mayor about water conservation program and the money that's available if you buy an appliance and a new appliance and it's got low flush toilets, things like that, that will conserve water. And this program's been around for several years. And I'll tell you that because I know that because Shelly and I got, I believe, a dishwasher. We bought a dishwasher three or four years ago and got a nice rebate. I mean, not a lot of money, but we got a rebate from the city because we had, we were doing something that conserved water. So the money's still there. It's available. Every year we get about this time, they say, hey, we still got the money. And people just kind of forget about the program being
there. They appropriate this money and it's, use it. They want people to conserve water and get those rebates.
And at times, we went through a pretty good drought period a couple of years ago across this part of the country. And we thought about a lot about water then, but it's not something that's on the top of your mind, especially if you're getting enough rainfall and all of that. But there are places in this country where it's a big concern. Their water supplies are in jeopardy. They're dwindling. And it's for municipal areas, they are some of them very concerned about. And we are here. I'd like to conserve our water. All right, it's 6:38 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The cattle complex yesterday traded mostly higher, but was unable to hold the session highs. The live cattle closed mixed, while the feeder cattle closed on the positive side. Cash cattle trade continues in the south at the price of $105 on the hoof, but in the north it is $107. There still has been no timeline released by Tyson on when the Holcomb beef plant will be back up and running, and trading was mixed for the lean hogs Thursday with the close on the negative side. October live cattle yesterday closed 2 cents higher at 98.52. October feeder cattle 37 cents higher at 133.75. And October lean hogs down $1.77 at $65 even. The wheat, corn, and soybeans all traded mixed yesterday, and the soybeans saw the largest losses. Wheat saw the best gains. The weekly export sales yesterday were poor for the corn and the soybeans, and we saw the July NOPA soybean crush was strong at a little bit over 168 million bushels. Trading overnight has been mostly higher for the grains. At the moment, September KC wheat's a penny and three quarters higher, 391.5. December corn's up 3 cents at 374. November soybeans up 4 cents at 874.75. September crude oil this morning, 23 cents higher, 54.70. December gold down $6.30 at 1,524.90. September S&P up 25.25 points at 2,873.5. September dollar index up 12 cents, 98.12. And September Dow Jones futures up 223 points at 25,798. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, I noticed that some weather did come through with central Kansas, through the east of Wichita. In fact, earlier this morning, I saw some lightning over your way. Did you, in Butler County, did you get any of that rain that was over that way?
It stayed east of us, too, and yeah. Right now it's sitting down there in the southeast corner of the state.
Yeah, it's clear. It's moved clear out of here, so kind of missed you guys over there, too, huh?
Yeah, but it was kind of nasty in places. You know, it started up north there, you know, just south of the state line, working its way southeast, and it left some pretty severe storms in some areas.
It did, okay. But I missed you guys in Butler County. All right. Do you have a good week? I mean, the week is almost over. Do you have a good one?
It's almost over. It's been a very interesting week with the markets really doing lot of moving, especially with cattle markets.
Yeah, and that Tyson plant burning, that had a lot to do with what's going on, too.
That's exactly right, Steve.
All right. Thank you, sir. 640 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way with Steve and Ted. Hey, did you hear that every Friday morning, Steve and Ted, we've got the secret sound? All right, be listening in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to play the secret sound for you a couple of times if you think you know what it is. At about 7:50, we'll take a caller at 869-1330, and you can win a pair of large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. The secret sound coming up in the 7 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.